The Pride of Lancashire by Anna Jacobs.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1, May 1845. Carrie Preston watched stony-faced as the midwife helped her mother give birth to her ninth live child. After Lily's birth 4 years ago, she'd hoped her mother wouldn't have any more children. At 22, she was sick of caring for babies and small children, but her father only had to talk lovingly and her mother would do anything for him. Then before you knew it, there'd be another baby on the way. "Hey, come over here and give us a hand, lass." As Carrie stepped close to the bed, Granny Gates thrust the squirming baby into her arms with a terse, "There's another babby in there." "What? There can't be." But Granny knew about these things because she acted as midwife at most of the births in the Lanes, as the poorer part of Hedeby Bridge was called. "Didn't any of you guess it might be twins? Your mum must have been bigger than usual." "She doesn't go around showing us her belly, and she always looks fat when she's expecting. She just said this one was livelier than usual." As Carrie cradled the tiny body against her, her mother gave a strangled scream and pushed out a second baby, then lay limply on the stained mattress while Granny cleaned her up. Carrie groaned softly. Twins. Two babies to look after. That'd make seven sisters she had now, and two brothers. How would they ever manage to...